morning. Good morning, Delaware Valley. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. It's Gary Moore Live. It's my morning show. We're live on WWDB 860 AM, our brand new hour at 8 o'clock. We thank you for tuning in this morning. Listen, we're going to have us a good show today, so I want you to buckle your seatbelt and listen, let's get it on. Let's get it on today. I'm very excited about what God has given me to do, this platform that he has me on, and I am excited about reaching out to you every Thursday morning. Thank God it's Thursday. That means that we made it past Wednesday. We made it past the middle of the week. And now we're pressing on the first day to the weekend. We're pressing on to the first day of the weekend. And we're glad about it. We're so glad that, you know, even in spite of the drive in with the traffic, it still gives me joy to know that I'm almost there. And speaking about being almost there, we are one step closer to our predestinated position in God. And that is a that's an awesome thing. So today we are going to be strengthened through encouragement, through just being empowered. The word empowered for our purpose and intents of our morning show, we want you to know it is to be inwardly strengthened, to be inwardly strengthened. You won't get it any other way to be empowered. And so a lot of times you have to look deep within yourself sometimes to get that. But we've had an exciting week last week. And I'm telling you, after the storms of life, after you go through some things. And one thing that really strengthened me this, good morning, everybody that's tuning in on Facebook Live. We are streaming live on Gary Moore Live. Do that. Like it, tag it, share it. We're also live on WWDB 860 AM and 97.5 HD2. Check us out. Spread that word. Help somebody. Let them know that Gary Moore is on the air. And then tell him, yeah, he's talking about you. So good morning, Marie Leary. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. Go ahead and like it, tag it, and share it, because we've got a lot that we want to talk about. We've got a lot that we know that God is doing in the lives of his people. And one thing that you need to be aware of in this hour is that what God has purposed for you, what he has purposed for me, cannot be stopped. Cannot be stopped. But even though it cannot be stopped, we have a responsibility of stewardship over what God favors us with. It will hit our house. I'm talking about the promise of God, the things of God. It will certainly come. But then you have a great responsibility to be a good steward and balance that which God has given you to do. God is doing great things, and we're glad about it. God says this today, it should be the theme probably for the rest of your life. I'll say it like that, but it should be the theme for the rest of your life. And that is your expectancy for what God is doing, the expectancy for what he's doing. I want you to be excited about what God is doing and have an expectancy for greater. Now, everything that comes with greater, when greater hit everything, it gets greater. So we've got to ask God for the strength, for the power, the tenacity to get it on. We are slowly creeping up on the holiday season of Christmas. We're so slowly creeping up on that. And we want to make sure that you understand not just Jesus being the reason for this season. Jesus, he's the reason for every season. And giving and love should be a part of your everyday life. The Bible says that how the people going to know that we are Christians, and that's by our love. So it's our love. Good morning, Peggy Golden. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live this morning. Thank you for tuning in. Like it, tag it, and share it. Let somebody know that we are on the air. We are on the air live. This is a season that, every season should be showing love, should be giving, have the gift of giving, and should not just boil down to 1 month. God is bigger than that. He is bigger than just 1 month, 1 day out of a month, and we're still trying to figure out if we should or we shouldn't. You should always celebrate Christ. It doesn't take, a December 25th to celebrate him. Every day you should celebrate him. And that is exactly what I want to encourage you with this morning. And also set your expectancy above normal. Set it on high. Expect God to open the windows of heaven for you and pour you out a blessing that is more than enough to meet all your personal needs, to do whatever he has ordained and called for you to do. Why don't you set your expectation and then know what your expectation is determined by? And listen, I believe God's going to touch your life. I believe that he is going to build your faith. I believe your faith will be built up through his word, because his word will not return to him void. It will return to him with a 100% completion of its assignment. 100% completion of his assignment. It's God's time now. I say that a lot, especially if you're on some of my other teaching platforms, which we'll talk about later on in the show today. But I just want to give you this nugget of inspiration, this burst of inspiration to really get you up and really moving toward your goals, And you need to invest in yourself. You need to believe in yourself. 2 Corinthians 9, verse number 6 says, whosoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whosoever sows generously will also reap generously. So if you sow into yourself generously, you're going to reap that which you have sown. And so there's no gimmick to it. There's no magic to it. It's just principle. Matter of fact, somebody ought to put that in the comments. You ought to just put it as no gimmick, no magic. It's just principle. And you know that principles work in every situation, in every circumstance, every time. Principles always work and they will never fail. And so understand this principle of sowing into yourself, believing into yourself, investing into yourself so that you can do all that God has purposed and planned for you to do. Good morning again to everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Gary Moore, and you are listening to Gary Moore Live Morning Show right here live on WWDB 860 AM. We live here every Thursday morning from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. You are listening in on the inspirational, thank God it's Thursday, inspirational, uplifting conversation, my morning show that is really designed to empower you, really designed to empower you. Don't get into politics. Don't get into the other things. We just want to inspire you. We just want to inspire you and build you up on your most holy faith and get you moving, get you to where you need to be and accomplish what you need to accomplish for God. We're going to our first song this morning. It's a Christmas song from my main man, y'all know, Lamont Sanders. He just released his brand new Christmas song. I think they just did it about maybe three nights ago, and it's already out on the market, and you need to check it out. We're going to play it here, and you let me know. Let me know what you think about it. You can send me your comments to PastorGRMoore@gmail.com, or you can just put them right here on the screen. Yeah, just put them right here. If you're watching on Facebook Live, we're live on Gary Moore Live. And so, we're going to play this song, get into this song, and then we'll be right back with more of our program content and our show for the day. Okay.
chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carol being sung by quiet folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes on a glow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering the simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Oh, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. They know that Santa's on his way. He loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is going to spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Hey, although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas to you. Hey, to you.
Merry Christmas to you, and to you, and to you. God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, this is Gary Moore, and you are on live with Gary Moore Live Morning Show. And you're just listening to Lamont Sanders' brand new Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire. Y'all tell me what y'all think about that song. You know, put it in the comments. Send me an email, pastorgrmoore@gmail.com. Tony C. Mitchell, good morning, sir. Thank you for tuning in on Facebook Live. Listen, we are excited about this weekend. This weekend. And Tony Mitchell, he's one of my special guests that'll be joining us right here in the greater Willingboro area for our Christmas ball. We're having a Christmas ball, a concert on tomorrow night. It's a mini concert on tomorrow night. Lamont Sanders and friends are going to be performing. There's a plethora of singers, and we are excited about this whole weekend. Listen, check my Facebook page out. Go to Lamont Music, Lamont Sanders Music page. Get all the details. But tomorrow night, we are going to be having this Christmas special, and we want you to be a part of it. I believe there's still time. I believe it may be sold out, but I believe there's still time if you want to be a part of it. We're starting, doors open at 7 o'clock. The program will start at 8, and it is filled with entertainment, live entertainment, and we are excited. We have so many special guests that'll be coming through, and you want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of it. There's nothing like it that I know that has happened in the Willingboro area. And so we are doing it on Friday night, tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Again, you can check out any of my Facebook pages or social media pages and get all that information, and then come on out, 320 Beverly Rancocas Road, Suite 1G. You'll know when you pull up. You ain't know, you know, when you pull up in the Country Club Plaza, we are very easy to find. We are very easy to find. So, yeah, come on out. You're going to hear this song that he just did and his number one hit that's on the Billboard charts right now. the number one song, He Kept Me. You hear so many of those and so many other special guests that'll be with us. And give you more information about that later on in the show. But today, we want you to keep looking up. We want you to keep looking up because you have got to be ready now to rise up and accept the mantle of God's anointing that he wants to place over your life, the mandate of what he has purposed over your life. Now, you've got to look up. This is not a lateral move, and it's not a promotion or elevation by man. We know in this day and in this time, you see people getting elevated in titles and careers and et cetera. But this elevation that I'm talking about, it comes from God. It comes from God. And when it starts with God, it'll end up with God. And so you have to do this because it's never too late for God. There's no time with God. God's not running out of time, and he's not nervous about deadlines that are placed on you or placed on me. He's not worried about that. What God wants, he wants you to operate in faith, because even though you have to meet mandates, God knows how to work on every situation, every circumstance, and everyone that's involved. He knows how, excuse me, he knows how to work with every one of them that's concerning you. And when the scripture says that God's working and all things for your good, then you got to know that's been included. So rise up, rise up, rise up, look up, rise up. Get up, get your faith up in God, accept this mantle of anointing that he's placed over your life. God has strategically placed it at this particular day, at this particular time, in spite of all of the clouded adversities that come. God still has purpose for you. God, as a matter of truth, God does nothing without purpose. He's a God of purpose. So once you realize this here, that nothing can be more important than in this day and time that what you do for the kingdom. There is nothing more important than what you do for the kingdom. The Bible is clear that only what you do for God is going to last. So it's very vital. It's very vital. And that in these days that we're in, God is trying to give you a end time strategy. That there's an end time glory. I'm telling you, there's end time favor. And the latter will be greater than the former. That the latter, where we are now and what God wants to bestow upon you, is greater than the former. That's why the former things, God wants you to put them behind you. They were good for their time, and they served the purpose that they were in. But right now, you have to make your mind up that you are going to get, going to live. Look, watch this. You're going to live out loud on purpose. You're going to live out loud on purpose, and not just accept whatever, but you're going to make it happen. You're going to take the initiative to make it happen. Reminded of the man at the pool of Bethesda, and Jesus asked him, "What's going on with you?" And he gave an excuse. He said that, when the water is stirred, I have no one to put me in the water. You know, the Bible talks about when the angel came and stirred the water, whoever got in first would be healed of their infirmity. And so this man was in an infirmity. And when Jesus walked up on him, he said that, well, I don't have nobody to put me in. Well, I'm here to tell you, it's not about what somebody can do for you. It's about the initiative that you have to take. Because you understand the purpose, you understand the plan, and now you're understanding the timing. See, because there was a timing when the angel came. So you understand the timing. You're able to see and know the timing of God. It's not mystery. God is not to have you for him to be a mystery to you. No. Mm-mm. No, this you have to get, you have to understand that he calls you in as friend. He puts you into a place in relationship, in intimate relationship with him so that you will know who he is and what he wants from you. So yeah, get up, get ready and accept this mandate. Accept this mantle of God's anointing. With this anointing comes his favor, comes his glory, comes the vastness of who he is and that he wants for you, what he wants for you that he's placed over your life. We're getting ready to go to our morning rush song. And I want you to know it's from Fred Hammond. The song is called All Right. And I'm here to tell you, no matter what it looks like, it's going to be all right. It is 8:20. So you got to get your move on because now this song is designed to help you get your dance on, your pep on. So you got to pick up the pace, pick up the momentum. We've come a long distance. You've made it through Wednesday. You're on. Thank God it's Thursday and the first day toward your weekend and putting the week behind you. You're pressing on to something new, something great and something greater. And I'm here to tell you it's going to be all right. Fred Hammond, he can say it better than I can. But I want you to not so much get mixed, off in the tune or the melody of it, but listen to the words of it, because I'm here to tell you it's going to be all right. And we'll be right back after this. I mean, I know who you are, I mean, I know what you do. If you're in the struggle, I got a message for you. Pray day and night, find it to find faith. Cause you know it's gonna be alright, oh.
Alright, alright,
oh.
It's gonna be alright, 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 alright.
Yeah, it's going to be all right. Yeah, that's the message for you today. Don't you forget it. Tell them that I said it. Yeah, I heard it through divine inspiration. I heard it. Listen, thank you all so much for tuning in. I'm telling you, listen, it's already about 8:30. So that means we only got about 30 more minutes in the whole show. And listen, I want to hear from you. The number here at the radio station is 888-329-3306. Again, 888-329-3306. One more time, 888-329-3306. It's Gary Moore in the morning, Gary Moore Live Morning Show. And yeah, I am your host. We are excited. Today's directive, life directive, is this. The life inspiring directive is get your faith up. Get your faith up. What God has purposed to be, it will be. Now, that does not mean that you will not have adversity along the way, but as long as you can remember the word of the Lord, I'm not trying to preach to you this morning, but don't push me. Don't push me. But as long as you can believe the word of the Lord, you will always be reminded of it, and you will always come out. The word will always win, in spite of how difficult that it may be. Victory can sometimes look like failure. Victory can sometimes look like failure, but that does not mean that you are failing. It could just not add up, but I'm telling you right now, it's going to be all right. Whichever way that God has purposed for it to go, you give it your all. You make sure at the end of the day that what you did, you made that day count. And it's going to be all right. Yeah. So get your faith up. Get it up. Shake it. Wake it up. The best way to do this, somebody said, well, how do I get my faith up? You got to hang around the type of people that inspire you. You can't hang around the type of people that will drain you and that will speak against you. It's really hard to know who's really for you, which is why you need the spirit of discernment. You've got to know. But no matter who's for you, no matter who's against you, if God be for you, then he's more than, yeah, the whole world against you. God has charged you with a purposeable life. He has charged you to do his bid in this earth. And so you've got to receive the power, the anointing, the authority of God in order to carry it out. You've got to know that it takes steps of faith. You're going to have to sometimes do what look foolishly to others. It might even look foolishly to you. Faith walking and making things happen and being great in God, it comes with you not being so much average, so much average. I was teaching last night on my leaders in training empowerment class. And we used one of the scriptures out of the Bible that talks about Jesus was coming to the disciples on the sea, and he was walking, and the men were afraid, and except Peter. Peter had the courage to ask Jesus, if this is really you, then bid me to come. And Jesus just said in one word, come. And before Peter could really realize it, he was doing what he asked God to do. And this is what I want to say to you, because there are others that are seeing the same thing that you're seeing. There are others that are going through and feeling the effect of the very same thing that you are feeling. But you are the one that has the mantle or the mandate from God to do great, to do great. And whatever you ask God to do, this is what Jesus taught his disciples too. He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that shall he do for you. Now we understand that what he's asking, what we're to ask, is in accordance to his will. And it was the will of God. It was the will of the Father for Peter to experience walking on the water, just like Jesus was doing it, just like the example that was before him. And I want to say to you that nothing is impossible to him that believe. I know that if you can believe it, you can achieve it. Let me just say it again, because if you can believe it, that means see yourself doing it before it can take place in the natural realm. Know that what God has called for you to do, that you see yourself operating in it. Peter saw himself doing it, but what happened is a lot of times what happened to him is exactly what's happened to you and I today. The wind began to blow and distractions began to come in. And now Peter's focus was taken off of Jesus. His focus was taken off. And now he began to pay attention to what people are saying. He began to pay attention to the rhetoric. He began to pay attention to the complaints. He began to pay attention to the lack, to the vicissitudes of life. He began to pay attention to all those things. And right away, he began to sink. And when he began to sink, he had, and this is the encouraging thing. This is the life inspiring directive for you to get your faith up. Peter, I do know, and you got to read this and you got to understand that if he did not call on his helper to help, he would have drowned. And when he called on his helper to help, he called on Jesus. He called for help. He said, "Lord, help me." He reached his hand up. And when he reached his hand up, he went right back to walking on the water. Oh my, yeah, he went right back to stand. Because see, the Bible doesn't say how many footsteps he took away from the boat. It simply said he stepped out on the boat onto the water, walking to Jesus. Walking, meaning that he was moving. He wasn't just standing still. He didn't take a step out and stood still. He took a step out and kept walking. And when he got midway, when he got close to where he was destined to become, where he was destined to be, he began to allow the winds and the waves to distract him and to pull his focus off of where he was. And he began to sink. The Bible says he began to sink. Doesn't say he drowned. He began to sink. Anytime you take your focus off God, you begin to sink. And when he did that, he said, "Lord, help me." Lord, help him. Jesus reached his hand out and he grabbed his hand and pulled him back up. And he asked him, he said, why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Why did you doubt? Ye of little faith, why? Why did you doubt? You were so close to becoming all that God has purposed for you to be. I believe that Peter was on the brink of something great that if he had kept on, he would have been just like Christ. The Bible says in Genesis 1:26 that we were made in his likeness. And so you got to understand this. You made in God's likeness, made with his attributes that you can accomplish and you can do whatever he's purposed for you to do. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So that was so inspiring and so timely, because what you have to remember is that getting your faith up, you can't be around people that are afraid to make these moves. Now, listen, all the disciples, all of Jesus's boys, if I can say it to you like that, every one of them, except Peter, they had fear. They were fearful. Being fearful will cause for you to die in your storm, whether it's emotionally or physically or financially, spiritually. Being fearful is being doubtful. Doubtful that this is Jesus, thinking it was a ghost, someone to come haunt you, someone to take you out. Because failure, I'm telling you, because victory sometimes can look like defeat. And our failure, if we look through the lens of failure and try and frame our lives, then you're going to be defeated, because the only thing that you'll be able to see is where you don't add up. And you need to see that you are more than a conqueror. You need to see that God has called you an overcomer. You need to be able to see that God will always cause for you to triumph. That means you'll get over it. It might be difficult to come through. And sometimes you might not even be able to get through it. But then God, he'll show you how to get around it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So this charge that's on your life, you're wrestling with it. I'm talking to some of you this morning. You're wrestling with this mandate. You're trying to get out from underneath it because you do see the greatness, but you also see the challenge. You also see what you have to go through, and you might even see some losses, some things that you have allowed to be a pillar in your life. And you just might have to get rid of it. And so you don't want to get rid of it. You don't want to be separated from it. But what you fail to realize is that God has an end time strategy. And the plan that he has for you is greater than the plan that you have. God wants to get you to another level in him. So there is much that's in store for you that cannot be released because it don't fit the level that you're in. That on the level that God, the level that you're in, it cannot function there. You have to be equipped for this next level, for this elevation moment, for this promoting period that is coming from God. You'll know, man, God will give the inspiration to them. They will get the acknowledgement, but they might not move on it. But you'll know when it adds up in you, and you'll know that when it comes from God, because it will begin to make room for you. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you. It's going to take you into places that you would not ordinarily be able to get in. I know it has in my life. I am ever in the presence of people that if it had not been for the gift of God, the anointing on my life, that I wouldn't be there. One is this radio program I have right now. God gave me this. This is nothing that I planned. This is something that has happened. And for 2 years, I'm telling you, I've been able to do this. And God has been training me up and growing me in it. And it has just started off as an idea and now has sprung off into ministry that is and has been spread across America. Yes, I'm telling you the honest truth of God. And when I look at it, sometimes it's overwhelming. Does it have the challenges? Anything great does. Anybody doing anything? I think last week I was talking about the formula 409, and I'll keep on talking about it because it just make perfect understanding. It just gives me perfect understanding of how to be persistent and consistent in doing things. Some of us, we will start something, but we won't be consistent with it. If you just look back over the last 6 months of your life and just begin to write down what you started and didn't complete, it didn't last 30 days, didn't last 50. It was a hot topic for a hot moment, and it didn't last. Well, what God wants you to do is go back and revisit those things, because that which came from him, God, he's empowering you. And I'm here to tell you this here. Now, I need you to receive this by faith, because before December the 30th, we're not even going to talk about the 31st. 31st, you're going to rejoice all the day long. Before December the 30th, you are going to be able to see, recognize, and know the hand of God in your life concerning favor, that impossible situations are being turned around because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And you are hearing the word of God, which is designed to change and transform your life. So you're going to have to allow this word of God to take place in your mind and replace everything that's there that should not be there. You got to have the mind of Christ. You got to see it like Christ said. You got to do it like Christ did it. He's our perfect example. And that's what you need to be inspired with today. Oh, I'm so glad we've had this opportunity to come on this morning. And you know, it's going to only increase. It's going to only increase and get better. And God is shifting it. He's shifting that, and he's calling it for it to be. But listen, I'm about to pray for you. So if you have some prayer requests, and I've been praying, and I've got your prayer requests, thank you for all of those prayer requests that have come in. And we're certainly keeping them in prayer about your marriages, about your family, about your financial gain, about your businesses, about your healing, health, and those that are still suffering with COVID, that it might be a quieter subject, but there are still those that are still dying, that still hindered by this. And yes, we are praying for first responders. You know, my brother-in-law, he's a first responder. He's a registered nurse. And he's always giving us advice and up-to-date news on things that are happening around the world in the field that he's in. And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy at the things that are still going on. And we somehow just ignore it or just act like that it won't happen or can't happen to us. But I'm here to tell you right now, without prayer, you will not make it. Prayer produces power. Prayer produces power. No prayer, no power. No power, no prayer. That's the way that works. So we're getting ready to pray because this is our touch and agree. And you can call in for prayer. You can send me your prayer requests. PastorGRMoore@gmail.com. I believe God's going to turn your situation around. I believe that if you're praying, the Bible says that if two of you, just two, you don't need a whole band of folk. That's good if you can get them. You don't need this, that, or the other. That's good. You just need someone to agree, to touch and agree with you. How do we touch? We touch by releasing our faith. Releasing your faith means to believe God for what you ask for. Come on. If you're believing God, if you are asking God, if you're petitioning God, then believe that he will provide. Believe that he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask for or even think. Isn't that mind blowing? That I can't even outthink what God can do. How does that register in my mind? It's unfathomable that for that to even register. All I know is that that makes God God. That makes him God. And besides him, there's no other. And he's doing it just for you. So I touch and agree. We release our faith. Releasing our faith means I believe God. I believe that what I'm asking for, he's going to do it. And when I agree that the word of God that he has predestined for you, that it will come to pass. So it's me, you, and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one that will interpret to the Father. Your groan, your moans, you might not know how to put it out there. You might not know how to form your petition. But on the inside, your moan, your groan, your earnest groan, your earnest intent, the purpose and intent of your heart, God, the Holy Spirit is able to take that and interpret it to the Father. And Jesus said this, and I'm going to say it and I'm praying already, that whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, that there is a prerequisite here. There is a formula here. You have to ask the Father in Jesus' name. And that he said that my Father in heaven will do for you. So right now, Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for those that are listening today. We thank you for those, God, that have already sent in their prayer requests, those that are standing in the need of prayer. Father, it's my reasonable duty this morning to stand in agreement, to touch and agree with those that you have predestined for me to touch and agree with. And Father, I believe that at the end of this prayer, I have the faith to believe that you would have answered these prayers before we even get finished, because you know the purpose and the intent of our hearts, and you know our thoughts from off of afar. So Father, everyone that is petitioning you this morning for whatever circumstance, for whatever situation that they are facing, for whatever adversity that is forming in their lives, God, we know that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think. We know, God, that you said that you are working in all of our affairs and you're working it out for our good. So right now, God, as they are petitioning for financial increase, as they are petitioning for health and wellness, as they are petitioning for marriage or union for marriage. God, whatever the case is, Lord, you see their hearts. God, some of them need new homes. Some of them need clothes. Some of them need, oh God, transportation. Some of them need occupation. God, whatever the situation is, God, I touch and agree with them now. God, that you will begin to move on their behalf like never before. You have given your word and you have anointed your servants to speak your word. And we understand, God, that your word can only come to pass. You have anointed and appointed your word for such a time that we are in. Oh God, let it come through for them today. God, show them divine favor today. Get their attention today by demonstration, by power and demonstration in their lives. Let something great out of the ordinary happen. God, you said that we have your favor. We said that the favor of the Lord is upon us. It's been decreed over us. We've declared it in our situations, in our homes. Now, God, let it come to pass. Your very petitions. Let it come to pass, God, your very purpose. In your word, you said that what you have purposed shall surely come to pass. God, let this be the day. Let it mark the day, December the 16th, 2021, at 8:47 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let this day, let this hour mark the day of favor. Let it turn impossible situations around. Strengthen and build your people up. God, they're reaching out to you. According to your word, Lord, you said those that hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled. Fill to overflow today in our hearts. Fill to overflow joy in this seasonal time that we are in. Oh God, we come against, we speak against, and we pray down and cast down every imagination of depression, every thought of oppression, anything that comes to hinder and bind the thoughts of your people. Oh God, give dreams and visions to inspire, dreams and visions to build up, and cause for them to be the achievers that you have predestined and mandated for them to be. Father, it's in Jesus' name that we ask these prayers. Believe in what we had asked you for, according to your word, that we shall have it. And so, God, we rest on that today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Listen, if that prayer has touched your heart, if that prayer has moved on your behalf, then why don't you just send me an email and just say, yeah, that was for me. Or just put it right in the text, right in the comments. And if we didn't reach it, if we didn't touch it, send me that too. And along with that, send me your prayer request so that we can be more intentional about touching and agreeing with you. I'm just praying under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. I'm just being led by what I believe God has given me to do. And it may not reach you. I'll never say I have all the right answers, all the right prayers, or all the right stuff. But together, I know that we can accomplish it. If you give your input, if you put your input in it, yeah, I believe that we can accomplish it. And if I didn't reach it today, then I repent of that. But if you send me your prayer request, I'm pretty sure that we will be intentional about it. Oh, yeah, I have a 24-hour prayer team right around the clock. We never stop praying. 24 hours. I didn't say I pray 24 hours. I say I got a prayer team. We pray 24 hours right around the clock. And so your petition, your prayer is always on the altar until God bring to pass his will for your life. All right, listen, it's 8:50. We're getting ready to play our last song for the day. That song is from Charles Jenkins. It's Never Knew Love. Never knew love like this. And I want you to know that in this season, in this time that we are in, there's no greater love than the Father have for them that are his. Matter of truth, the Bible says in John 3:16, that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Charles Jenkins, he's going to do it a little different. Never knew love. He's going to sing it a little different than what I just said, but I want you to pay attention to the song, and then we'll be right back. We're almost at the end of the show, y'all. God bless you.
Cause I'm as happy as I can be.
Oh, my, my, my. Listen, I'm telling you, I never knew love. I knew y'all knew that song. Y'all know that old song. Well, listen, Charles Jenkins, God bless you, man of God. That song there, I'm telling you now, it certainly moves you. And that's such a way to end the show. I'm telling you, and we've had a wonderful time. I certainly thank, for you all tuning in this morning. Look, like, tag it, and share it. Let somebody know we're on the air. Our new time is from 8 to 9. 8 to 9. Thank God it's Thursday. That's our new after 2 years, we back. And we thank God it's Thursday from 8 to 9. Still doing the uplifting conversation. Still doing inspiring, inspirational things. Listen, God bless you all. Don't forget our ball this weekend. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Yeah, check the website. Check it out. Also, Friday, Saturday, we're having a prayer breakfast at 9. And then Sunday, we got former Eagles player, Dr. Irvin Fryer. He's going to be there. He's our speaker for Sunday at 4 p.m. Yeah, come on, check us out. Very, very, very inspirational man. Got a word from God, and y'all want to come check him out. I'll be hanging out with him on Sunday, too. So, you got to check it out. Got to check it out. Listen, I hope y'all had a wonderful day. Listen, we'll be back next week. Same time, same station, 8 o'clock. Get it right. A lot of people calling me. Are you on? Are you on? Are you on? We're on at 8 o'clock from 8 to 9. 8 to 9. And it's such an inspiring thing. Don't forget that next week we'll be back with our food bank. We didn't have it this week, of course, because, of the holidays and all that. But we're right back with it starting next week, next Tuesday. As a matter of fact, you can check us back out. And every Sunday, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our church service. This Sunday, though, it'll be 8:30 and 4 p.m. 8:30 and 4 p.m. We have two services, so it's going to be busy. If you're coming in town for our holiday ball and going to spend this weekend with me, and if you haven't already, get in touch with me. Please let me know that you're coming so I can make sure that you're on the list. It is limited seating, so, and I think we are already full, but, if you're coming, just let me know. Listen, thank God for you. What you make happen for somebody else, God, he'll make that thing happen for you. God bless you all. Have yourselves a wonderful Jesus-filled day, and we'll be back next week, same time, same place. God bless you.